On the show today, we have Callahan Associates' Sam Taft talking about member business lending stats for credit unions. They're on the rise. About something else that's not your snow levels rising, but to member business lending for a credit union on the rise, and yep. It seems to be picking up steam. So what's going on here, Sam?
Yeah, so I think we're seeing a couple of things here that go hand in hand. I think the first is that the number of credit unions participating in member business lending has been growing consistently over the past 5 years or so.
That's great.
Increasing loan balances. I think we're at about $50 billion as of third quarter on the balance sheet. And asset quality continues to improve. It's about 1% as of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And that's down from nearly 4% in 2010. So some good things there. I think tied to that, credit unions are just continuing to increase their expertise in this area. Historically, it hasn't really been a primary focus of credit unions. Mm-hmm. But the addition and the emergence of CUSOs in this segment mm-hmm. has really contributed to the success recently.
Right. Let's look at that for a second here. I mean, you say that the loans, I'm taking your guys' number here, the loans only make up 6.5% of total loans. So it's a small piece of the pie right there. How can credit unions improve this in 2016? And I think you kind of alluded to it.
Yeah, so I think if credit unions want to grow their MBL portfolio, there's a couple of different ways for them to go about doing that. And so over the last couple of years, what we've seen is kind of an emerging trend of how credit unions are getting involved in the space. So it starts with a couple of different things. So usually they start with participation loans. So buying some MBLs to get on their balance sheet, get some experience managing the portfolio, the risk, the returns. Mm-hmm. Kind of the next step would be outsourcing the underwriting to a third party. So again, a little bit more experience in that, a little bit more management. Mm-hmm. And then the third step is starting to work with some of those CUSOs. Still managing a portion of the program, but generally kind of bringing the outsourcing in a little bit more and more. And then finally, bringing the whole program in-house once they felt like they've gotten enough expertise to be effective and efficient managing that portfolio.
Got it. And let's step back for a second here. Why are these loans so important right now? Even though it's still a small piece of the pie right now, mm-hmm. but why is the member business lending, why is that type of a loan so important right now to credit unions?
Right. So they've been getting a lot of press lately. And I guess just to give a little bit of perspective. So as of today, the member business lending cap stands at 12.5%. So that is the total value of the MBL portfolio at a credit union cannot exceed 12.5% of its total assets. So of the 1,400 credit unions that do not have a low income designation that are engaged in member business lending, mm-hmm. 96% of them are under the cap.
Okay, so there's still room to grow.
Yeah, to take that a step further, within that same group, 74% have MBL balances that are less than 5% of total assets.
Oh, wow.
If you have a low income designation, as I mentioned before, your cap jumps to 28% of total assets.
Okay.
There's about 800 credit unions that have that low income designation that engage in member business lending, and only 7% are over the 12.5% cap. So I think what that tells us is that the cap's very important for a few credit unions, but for many, it's not all that impactful on their day-to-day operations.
Yeah.
I think that an interesting segment to look at within business lending is the credit unions that are involved with micro-business lending. So we're talking about lending to small businesses for inventory, mm-hmm. working capital, mm-hmm. vehicle loans, things that are essential for the day-to-day operations. Mm-hmm. So micro loans are classified as loans of less than $50,000, and they actually they're not subject to the MBL cap. I think that's an area that it's really important to focus on and not forget about, because it's these types of loans that are really making a significant impact for a lot of small businesses out.
Yeah, no doubt. So word has it. So the strategy would be to do a lot of $49,000 loans out there.
Yeah, I suppose you could game the system if you wanted to go that route.
That would be right, That would not be right.
Some ethical issues there.
Exactly. So what are some other trends that you're spotting regarding member business lending?
Yeah, so another kind of a sub segment of that is small business lending. So credit unions that are working with the SBA, which is the Small Business Administration, to make these loans. They work with the SBA, which then provides a sort of backstop against losses on these loans. So over the last 10 years, the number of credit unions making small business loans has been it's been on the decline year over year pretty consistently.
Awesome.
So just a nice other additional example of highlighting credit unions that are actively seeking to help businesses and members that might find it difficult to get funding through some of the traditional avenues.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how many stories I've read, just not in the credit union press, but in the kind of the mainstream press. They're saying 2016 is the year of the entrepreneur. And like, well, every year should be like that. But that kind of bodes well for credit unions looking to finance some of these small businesses, and especially a lot of the startups that make our country run.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So very cool. All right. To wrap up here, Mr. Sam Taft, where can folks go to find out more about these trends, along with the top 100 member business lending credit unions? Where can we go?
Absolutely. So I urge everyone to go check out creditunions.com, check out our lending section. We have a dedicated area to member business lending. And so we actually just finished up our Anatomy of a Credit Union, so where we send a team of writers on site to a credit union, kind of an immersion experience. And this past quarter, they went to Lister Hill Credit Union in Sheffield, Alabama.
I've heard of them.
They wrote up a great profile, kind of a case study on how Lister Hill has nearly doubled its MBL portfolio in 3 years. So great read, worth a look. So please check that out.
Very cool. We will point folks right to that. I mean, and you guys have numbers and stats and information on just about everything. It's just it's a fantastic resource. I'm on there every day. So well done. Keep up the good work.
A lot of good stuff.
Indeed. All right, Sam, thank you again for the information, and look forward to having you back on about whatever else you guys are analyzing and generating studies on. So very well done.
Thank you for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.